Cokey Roberts, of course, is a native of New Orleans, and our news analyst is with us now to analyze our home city. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Cokey, you've been back just about every month since Katrina struck. What are you seeing?
Well, as you've heard all week, there are pockets of the city that are wonderful and need tourists back and can accommodate them. The French Quarter, the Garden District looks beautiful, the Central Business District. But then you start going into over to St. Bernard Parish through New Orleans East, and you go through mile after mile of shuttered stores, boarded up office buildings, closed churches. But there'll be these pockets, Renee, that are remarkable. The Vietnamese community in New Orleans East has come back all around Our Lady of Vietnam Church. And there, their houses are all back with statues of Mary in the front yard. And the Gulf Coast, where my family lives, is looking much better. And the odd thing is that even in the utterly devastated places like the Ninth Ward, there's a beauty to it because it's such fertile soil, you know, that you plant a fence post and it sprouts branches. So there are these marsh grasses that have grown over where the houses were. And you say, well, there were houses here. Really, people lived here for generations. And you have to sort of point out that that was the case. So it's a very odd situation still.
Yeah, for many people, not just there in New Orleans, but other areas directly affected by Katrina and elsewhere, the storm has become a symbol of failure of the government at all levels. Is that one of its legacies?
I think so, unfortunately. You've heard David talking about the federal level. At the state level, people are very upset about the governor, and it looks like the state's about to elect a Republican governor after a Democrat was there during Katrina. Anybody who was in office, it doesn't fare well, although the mayor was reelected. But the biggest responsibility of government, as far as the citizens are concerned, remains strong, safe levees. And every poll shows that's the biggest concern of the citizens of New Orleans. So that is a question of getting through this hurricane season intact with the levees holding. And then I think the confidence comes back in much stronger force.
Well, who is making a difference in the way you see it in New Orleans
today?
Well,
it's just been remarkable to see the difference that people in the city, particularly restaurateurs and musicians, have made. But you've been hearing about volunteers, and it is incredible. People coming in from all over the country and all over the world, particularly college kids, church groups, and they are really making a difference not only in rebuilding but in lessons learned. So I really do believe that eventually that the educational system, which was awful, will be better, that the healthcare system, which was deeply flawed, will be better, and people are learning from foundations, educational institutions all over the country and the world how to make it a better city.
Cokey, thank you very much. NPR's Cokey Roberts. Later today on All Things Considered, how the mentally ill are being cared for or not in New Orleans. And at NPR.org, you can hear more Katrina survivors tell stories of rebuilding.